Okay, I'm Bruce Roach, and I'm son of Francis Demchuk, and I'm from Jackson's Point, and work in security for a number of years. And there's my mom here. You can introduce yourself. It's,
I'm Francis Demchuk. I'm a housewife. Mm-hmm. I live in Azilda, and I've seen a UFO from my porch. Going what usually
was. Yeah, we can start right into the story. With your husband at the time, right, and still is your husband.
Yeah.
I won't say the name, but said the two lights, you saw the two lights fairly high in the sky.
Yeah, right? White one first and then the blue one.
And the blue followed. Yeah, and that was around 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Year was 2000, I believe.
Yeah, 2000.
I guess we're seeing some. Oh! We were figuring out the month because when I got the phone call, it was like late winter, early spring, roughly. Because I came up here 2 months later to investigate, looking for any kind of physical traces.
Yeah.
Because I asked my mom about that, and she said that it's kind of marshy, which it was, and frozen, but it was defrosting, and she didn't want to walk like into the swamp to check that out. And I said, well, I'll come up and visit, but I didn't get up here for another 6 weeks or. By the time I got up here, and I didn't find it. I went in there and I took a snapshot, which I'll give you a copy of what the trees looked like then at that time, because that was only like 6 weeks after. Now it looks different to me over there. I think this is years later. But you saw those at 8 o'clock, and then you said
an hour later decided to go to the bingo at the late bingo that started at 10, and on my way there, I went down St. Agnes, and then I made a right turn.
Yeah.
To Monte Principal, and then the left-hand side of the bush where the another road goes to the lake, there was a big, that's where the blue light was, a great big light.
Big light,
I think it was a UFO, it had to be nothing but that, and then I kept on going, I got as far as the police station, and I turned off the car, and I opened the door and listened, and there was no sound, so I got sort of scared, so I took off to the bingo.
That's it in a nutshell, and I found out, like as I say, I was trying to get an estimate of the size. I didn't realize it was just like an orb or completely round shaped. Couldn't make out any structure.
It's completely round, about the size of a car.
At least, Because as I say, like if this was the tree line, how big was the circle? Did it come up to the top of the tree? But you're saying it glowed
yeah,
so bright that,
that
you couldn't even
it was
see
so
behind
bright,
it.
It was so huge that I don't know.
Yeah, big. It's not small.
No.
No, and it was a bright blue. But as I say, when I went there later on, there's the gravel road there now that you can go up and you can go over there. And I remember a creek, and I went there, and I was looking for any kind of indication. I couldn't see any at the time.
Well, I went there, and I couldn't get too wet. It was the end of around the middle of March.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's still snow on the ground, and the ground was wet.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I would go see if I could see any marks.
But
couldn't get through it.
No, it's hard to get over.
There's a creek that runs.
There's a creek that's there.
Goes behind our house there, that goes.
But, that's pretty good. I don't know anything else that you think of, or maybe you're going to do questions anyway, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's because I don't know. I'm trying to get any other more details there. Well, that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But you might have a lot of questions on this. I can't think of anything else offhand. No. The lady that cooperated, that's right. I don't know her name. You say she's passed away or moved away.
Oh, yeah.
She said the next day she came to visit you.
Yeah.
Jean
Conkus.
Oh, okay. And
called in Chelmsford. She was visiting me the next day, and she said she'd seen it at her place.
Yeah, in Chelmsford, and it was in the sky. She saw it.
Yeah.
And it was a light blue. I guess it was the
light
same
blue.
One. Yeah. Wow, I like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I didn't know this until later. Like, I'm hearing, like, as I say, I didn't know until today that it was a round shape. I always, in my mind, it was kind of the usual, you know, this kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
But completely round. I didn't know that. I don't know anything more there.
Then Pat, the neighbor, and myself, we were coming from the bingo again. And that's when they stopped on the Notre Dame and Azilda coming home to turn down Monte Principal. Instead, I kept on going straight down St. Agnes, and then I just I seen a light across the tracks, train tracks, going to the racetrack, and I asked her, what's that light? Would they put that light up over there? And all of a sudden, I kept on going, and she said, no, it's following us. I said, what do you mean, following? She says, look, she's looking under, up, over the dash, and said she seen, I don't know, about five X's lit up under the, under the...
That's what she drew for me.
Had to be a UFO.
This is what Pat drew for me. I couldn't find a piece of paper.
I couldn't.
This is the
way it went.
And these were bright. She told me these were bright X's.
Yeah.
Like really bright X's. And this was the way the pattern underneath the... This is what she drew for me. I'm just recreating. She gave me a piece of paper and I wrote down the date and some other details. I'm going to see if I can still find it and I can forward it to you. But that's what she told me. And she also remembered that at that time her health failed in 2003. So she said it must have been 2002 because she was okay then. Like her health was good then. So that's how she knew it was 2002. Yeah. And she said it was summer. And I asked her for an estimate of how big it would be in diameter, and she said roughly maybe, she says I thought it was big helicopters or something. She says it had to be at least 50 feet or more. So it was pretty close to you guys.
Yeah,
it was pretty close. And then she said silent, like you said. You turned the engine off in the park?
The ballpark. Yeah, the ballpark. Yeah.
Very, very bright. What else did she say? Oh, she says when you guys followed it, or it was following you, it went ahead to the... where the water tower is here?
That's where it was heading this way after I parked in the park.
Yeah, it came this way. Like this way towards the water tower. So that's south.
At the car and headed this way.
Yeah, so it's coming south, sort of, this way.
Back to the same place, always near the water tank, this way. They must know the way to get around the water tank.
They seem to have it. But she said that for some reason it either blinked out or it just, you know, shot off. Because that's what I was asking her, did you see it go in the distance anywhere? It wasn't in the sky any longer. So she lost it at that point, Like she says it either like disappeared, blinked out, or, you know, shot off. That's the way she put it, shot off. So, you know, that's what it ended up. But she said before that it was really either moving really, really slow, or she couldn't tell, or motionless at one point. That's when you guys first stopped and she looked up under the thing. That's what she was telling me.
I couldn't look, I was driving.
No, you were driving, that's right.
I seen it nice and bright across the tracks.
So. Yeah, until you stopped at the park to shut off the engine and heard nothing. Yeah, because I think at one point you mentioned to me, or you said to Pat at that time, you said, when did they
put a light there?
Because that's pretty low if you think there's a light there. That's not high up.
Mm.
Yeah, like when did they mount a light there?
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. But that brightness, Mom, on this, that one with Pat, was that like, what do you call it, like arc welding type light? You know, that bright? Is it that bright?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't look. I was driving.
Yeah. Sometimes
I can't
tell
the difference underneath me. Whoop.
Yeah. Hmm. But so that's the one in 2002. Yeah.
Did you see the color of the X's?
She's bright white. Bright white.
Bright light.
Yeah. Bright white of the X's.
Yeah.
So I guess, because I asked her about the finish. I said, can you make out the finish? She said, no, just these bright five X's.
Yeah.
And she made out the outline of a roundness, but yeah, it's, to me it looks like they were right darn pretty well under the thing. Yeah. Like that's amazing.
Another friend of mine, but her father-in-law, he was to own a restaurant and run a restaurant in Sudbury, and he went home to get something, some kind of pot or something, on the way back from Notre Dame. And coming back, he seen up, or was going home, going back. He went down to Balcarran and coming back. And she said somewhere where the, I think it's where the saddle runs across in Notre Dame, this way to Balcarran.
Uh-huh.
So way down, further down near Balcarran, that's where there's bushes and like houses.
Yep.
Seen two.
Entities, like
two little guys
side of the road. There.
Yeah, some.
I originally
he got to the restaurant and he was pale white, and he wouldn't talk. So this is what's wrong.
It upset him that much.
Kept talking.
Yeah.
Until this day, like he didn't talk. He calmed down, but he didn't talk about it.
He's passed away since. We were estimating what year that approximately would have happened. It was 64, 65, because the daughter, I don't know her name, I forget.
Daughter-in-law? Yeah.
She knew the story.
Carol.
And originally the story sounded like there was a craft involved. That's the one I mentioned.
No, just two.
And then I found out later, no craft involved.
No,
but there was
two entities, two humanoid little guys.
We don't have a description.
No.
But it upset him that much, and he never talked about it, apparently.
No.
It was, he never wanted to talk about it.
It was broad daylight.
Really?
So,
yeah,
daylight.
Well, she said he wouldn't talk about it. He really got scared.
Yeah. We were trying to get an exact location. That's what her mom... Like, I don't know Sudbury
that
well. But
that's where it was, way down further on. She says you go where the Civic Center is. Did you make your left turn there? To go up Notre Dame? And she, I said, well, where is it? Do you Sacred Heart College used to be? You lived up on Rivera or whatever it was. I said there was the green spoons of some kind there on the right that I remember. But no, no, further down where there's houses and there's trees. Well, I said, was it toward the south and over in there? It's where houses are here a little bit, I guess. More trees than anything. It was all bush, but that's changed.
Yeah. I'd love to go with her, like a ride, if she'd ever do it, like just to point out exactly what she's referring to. It'd be kind of neat to know exactly, because, And I say, like, a little more description? Did he tell her a little more of what these entities looked like that upset him so
much? Well, I had neighbors, but I lived on Riverside with my mom, and there was people lived next door. And she was working at Walmart now. She said her and her boyfriend, where the Science North was, there used to be a park.
Oh.
And they were parked there, and I just talking, I don't know, making
all
my
own.
Anyway, she said a light was going right past their car, and they took off out of there.
This sounds more like a small light, like it was, it wasn't above the trees.
That's just like out west. My husband gets papers from out west, not Subway Star, but like a flyer or something.
Yeah.
And two people, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were traveling on the Saskatchewan or somewhere, and the light was falling in their car.
Uh-huh. Not a very big one, though, right?
Or no, it was like a light falling.
Size-wise,
there's all kinds of weird things.
Oh, yeah.
Like my husband says, there's some here we don't even know that could be from other places.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I forgot about that one you were referring to. Like, Science North at that time, it would be 60s or 50s, and Science North wasn't there. It was just a park.
That's what I mean.
Couples would park, yeah. But it sounded to me, the way that story goes, it sounds like almost like a ghost light type of thing.
But still a UFO.
It still is, but maybe a small one. I don't know. I don't know any details of that one. I forgot about that one. Yeah, I guess I can mention the one that I saw. He like that would be 1995. And I was here with my son, my daughter, and then we were gonna we're staying overnight, and so it'd be late December because I know it was around Christmas time coming up to visit you.
I was watching TV.
Yeah,
it was still up. It was late.
Yeah, oh, it was 1 o'clock
so
or something like that.
Cold. Your feet just crunched left you.
Yeah, it was cold out there.
So I said, what? Somebody sick? No. Place lit up.
Well, you were wondering why we were running down the stairs. My son and I ran down the stairs and throwing our coats on and throwing our boots
George
on.
George was sleeping there. I was watching TV. The stairs, the three of them.
Well, the way it started, as I say, like Denise is still upset with me because I didn't wake her up to see it.
Yeah.
But she fell asleep and I was upstairs and I was just kind of dozing up and my eyes weren't completely shut, but I saw like a green glow in the room because the way I was laying, the windows behind me. I thought Ben was playing around with something in one of your boxes up there, like he found a flashlight or something, and there's a green glow.
Oh, God.
And then he went up. I heard him go up towards where he's, Dad, in the window here, I see this big green object there. Like, I don't know how he described it. He says, there's some green thing out there. And I'm like, what? You're like, what? And I, by the time I got to the window, it was still big and still there. I was like, wow, this is great. Come on, let's go outside and see this thing, you know. By the time we got outside it moved away further, and it would be, this is situated here. I think this is east, so it was going kind of like southeast, I guess, over this way. But it was getting smaller, but all I could make out was just a large green, no sound, once again, no sound object, and I don't know, what do you call that? Is that oval shape? I don't know. Something like that. That's it, but it was big, like fluorescent green. Type of thing, nice bright green, and it was heading over that way. That was my sighting in '95 with my son Ben. That's the only one I've had up here. So I don't know if you want me to mention the Jackson's Point one or not.
Yeah.
Do you? Oh, you like that one? Okay, I like that one. That's my best one. And that was in, I just moved there, and it would be the summer of 2002. And I was with my youngest stepson at the time was living with me there for a while, and there was this tree that we were trying to take down, because it was leaning towards the house. We had to get rid of it, and he was up the top of it. It was high. He's up there about a good 30 feet or more, and chainsawing it. All the branches were off it. He was just taking the limbs down. Now, I was the ground crew, and I was helping him. If he wanted some water or whatever he wanted, I was sending it up by ropes. And then, I happened to have the camera. I took a couple of snapshots of him that day, and nice bright blue sky. And wouldn't you know it, all of a sudden, there's these two objects. I could estimate at least 40 feet in diameter. They were the shiny balloon color that you buy the balloons, real shiny balloon color, and undulating. They were in I guess you could say formation, where like they stayed together, like distance wise, as if they were almost attached, but they weren't. And they were, I call it undulating, and like a good, who knows what, 20, 30 feet up and down as they moved towards, they were going east to west. And I'm at the bottom of the lake, so they're kind of like almost following the lake, I guess the shoreline, the south shoreline of Lake Simcoe. And they were moving rapidly. They were moving, they went across the sky there in just a matter of seconds. They were really moving. Forgot entirely about the camera. Instead, I just pointed and shouted, "Look at that!" to Jason, and he looked up. He looked at them over his shoulder this way, and then he looked back down at me. He goes, "Aliens!" That's what he said. So, here's his description. That was great. But I still have the snapshot. Like, just I guess minutes before that happened, I still have like him up on the thing there, and that was great. That was great. No sound whatsoever. And as these objects moved, even though they had that shiny balloons that you can buy, they had a glow. Each of them were doing a red blue every, say, like every second or half second, glowing red blue red blue, and this one's going red blue as they were doing this kind of motion across the sky like that. That was the best sighting I ever had. That was amazing. So, and that was summer of I moved up there, summer of 2002, when that happened, so, I don't know if you want me to talk about the one down Niagara Falls area, or the Niagara Escarpment. That's the orange one there with my daughter. I don't know the exact year of that one. I try to figure that out. She might be able to help me with that one. And that was at night, and we were investigating. We're going out that way.
You don't remember how old she was? Give you an idea?
No, I'll have to figure that out, but... Okay. Yeah, she wasn't very old. I'm estimating early, could be roughly 2004 or something like that, in that area. Summertime, for sure. And we were looking into this Magnetic Hill that allegedly is there, and debunk it or whatever, putting the car in the park and gliding up this hill. I'm trying to remember the exact road. Look it up and type it in, you'll find it online, because it's kind of famous, but... Anyway, we kind of debunked that. We were playing around with that, and it started getting dark. And sure enough, we're sitting in the park where I'd seen online something to do with somebody previously had taken a snapshot of a so-called alien in the dark, and it was kind of interesting, shot. So we're sitting in the park there, and we're facing up to the Niagara Escarpment at the time, and sure enough, it would be going. Let's see, it would be traveling east to west, roughly. Northwest, because I'm thinking the way the Golden Horseshoe is situated and where we were. So we're facing kind of south, looking at the, going up the hill. Yeah, and here's a large object. It was fairly large, not too high in the sky, and it was orange, oval shape, and traveling, going east, west, northwest. Fairly slow, not too fast, actually. Fairly slow. And it's definitely not an airplane. And once again, it's summertime. We had the windows down. No sound that I could hear. And I said to my daughter, I said, "Well, let's go up the hill. Let's get closer to it." But she said, "No, I don't want to. Don't want to get close to it. I don't want to be abducted. This kind of thing, right?" Yeah, she got it. So I said, "Okay, I'll not go up." Unfortunately, we didn't have a camera at the time. Darn. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have had a camera on that that night would have been good too.
Yeah.
You just don't expect these things to happen. We were there for a different reason. Then I find out later that area is known, just like Sudbury area, seems to be like a hot spot, that people do see UFOs in that area quite a bit. Certain areas they do.
Well, don't people with those iPods in that, they can take pictures too, right, can't they? Yeah.
So there's that one there, and then, oh, darn. But they're firsthand, for me anyway. I'm just, when I was in Pickering, there was a Pickering one involved. This is why I asked you about the big ships. And it was around the time of the Arizona one, I know that, like the famous Arizona one.
497.
Yeah, 97. It was around that time. I didn't see it myself, but my son was living with me in Pickering at the time, a basement apartment. He's a friend, a boyfriend of his, and a total skeptic, and because I'll never forget this, and my son had an old beater of a car, and I remember they were out that night, and they're going towards the Lake Ontario there, Bailey Street there, and we were around Kingston Road area and White's Road. So anyway, he was down White's Road going around towards Bailey, and when they were going that southbound towards the lake, they saw this. They couldn't believe it. It was going over the lake, but slowly, and it was blocking out the lights. One of these large, big crafts. Yeah, I don't know if I ever told you this, but yeah, then, oh boy, were they excited. When they came in, they were all like this, right? And they're like, what's going on? What's going on? And his friend Bobby was all like, oh my God, I just, he was really going crazy, right? Because he was a skeptic. He loved science fiction shows and all that, but he didn't, but oh my goodness, talk about excited. And tell me about this big one that was going over, blocking the lights, no sound whatsoever. And of course they couldn't follow the thing, but they watched it as far as they could go over Lake Ontario. But it was around that time, seemed to be a rash of those big crafts apparently. And I was like, jealous, like, wow, that would have been great to see, but nope, didn't see it. But they could make it out because it was clear night, there's stars, and it was blocked out, so you could make out the outline. And yeah, you're looking, like I said, like they're saying like it's a football field or more, 2 foot football fields, huge and silent. And yeah, that'd be around in that area of 97, 96, in that area. And that was Pickering, yeah. So it was that one. But as I say, I didn't see it. My son did, and his friend. So it was that one. I don't know. I know of some others, but I'll put some notes together, because I have an ex that we can do a part two to this if you want sometime.
Yeah,
because my ex, I didn't even get into it with some sightings that involving her and when I moved out east, and blew me away. I sometimes wonder, to be honest, if they're, and I think they do, if they're anything related to families.
Oh, if you're tagged.
That's what I'm wondering. To be honest. I think there's something to that, because this landing, for example, if you look on the Google map, this is only about 300 yards away from your house here. It's not far, for example. Yeah, it's just right through here. It's not far. And not only that, what I'm referring to is my second relationship. I was out east, and we were, we lived near Marlborough, and we were out in the country, Caledar, closer to Ottawa and stuff like that. And there's a couple of things to report there, because we moved a couple of times with the kids, and my daughter was young then too, and there's like a couple of things I got to tell you about all that. It makes me wonder, as you say, it could be tagged. I'm thinking that, because I should have some x-rays done. I really do. There's something going on. But yeah, that'd be a part two. And her name's Pat, and still in good contact with her and all that. And she's never into this, So this is what makes it really interesting, because she's not really interested. But yet some things happened that she can't deny, and she told me that it blew me away. In reference to, this would be, I guess late 80s, early 90s in that area. We broke up around 93, so it'd be between 87 and 93, but there's some things happening there, and like, wow, it blows me away. But yeah, that'll be a part two. There's a lot more, and I can document and come up with more details and that. I'll talk to her and see if I can get something out, because she's hesitant to talk about it. She scares her, see?
Yeah.
Doesn't like it, really. Yeah, but, yeah, it'll, Yeah, because I, it's a lot of material, and I'll look into that, and we could do something later on that. Yeah, that'd be good, if you want, if you're into it. Alrighty, thanks. Yeah, thanks.